We're speaking now with Randy Flaherty. She is the Republican candidate for Bonner County Commission in District 2. And Randy, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, to start out, why don't you introduce yourself to voters? Tell us a bit about your background and how you wound up in Bonner County and anything else you want to tell us.
My name is Randy Flaherty. I'm running for District 2 County Commissioner. I've been married to my husband, Kelly, for 34 years. We have one son, a daughter-in-law, and two grown grandsons. I've been the senior deputy at Bonner County Recorder for the last 14 years, performing this work for a total of 18 years with all levels of county leadership. I am familiar with all offices and work supporting Bonner County. Direct face-to-face work with the public. Concurrently, I held position as a RNA in the emergency department for Newport Hospital from 2007 to 2017, serving our community's emergency medical care needs. Concurrently held a volunteer position as a nationally registered EMT with Peace River Ambulance from 2004 to 2010. During this time, I provided additional support in both training new drivers in the EMT role on the ambulance service, as well as overseeing scheduling and the volunteers to ensure coverage for our support area. Many times staying at the ambulance garage alongside West Ponderay Fire to ensure immediate support was available. We provided first responder care for the county transporting patients to Newport Hospital, Bonner General, Kootenai Health, and Providence Sacred Heart. During this time, I also provided volunteer support to West Priest Lake Ambulance Service, many times working 50 some days straight without a day off due to high community needs and coverage challenges. I share this specifically to ensure that you are aware of my depth of commitment to work, and I am vested to create successful operations. Currently, I serve as the EMS administrator for West Ponderay Fire Department, of which I have served in this capacity since 2010. During the COVID crisis, I oversaw the safety equipment, ensuring adequate supply, working in conjunction with Panhandle Health to oversee PPE equipment supplies for West Ponderay Fire. I additionally provided training in the use of PPE as well. I also provided weekly statistic reports to the state of Idaho for personal call logs data specific to COVID-19 related calls. Over the years, my family and I have been strong community supporters, having contributed to 12 years of volunteer service in PRYAA, that's Priest River Youth Athletic Association, serving in many capacities, including providing financial support to youth during this time to ensure that they had the ability to participate in youth activities. In high school and in youth still today. We contributed hundreds of hours to maintenance at the athletic fields, as well as volunteering in the concession stands, making food and providing customer support for all 12 years of community participation. We are annual contributors to the Priest River Community Thrift Store to help meet our community needs. My family and I built the concession stands and the bathrooms that are at the Priest River Junior High School ball fields. And we also provided the netting to the batting cages, of which is still in use today. 10 years ago at the county, I started the County Giving Tree to provide Christmas gifts to families in need, which currently has grown to 9 agencies engaged in support of this work. Volunteerism in support of our community has been a passion of mine for much of our 30 years, having lived here in Bonner County for all of that time. I'm hoping to continue to support community in the future endeavors as well. As your Bonner County Commissioner District 2 representative, I have been a registered Republican voter since I turned 18 and look forward to supporting the continued Republican efforts both locally and nationally.
Okay, well, thank you for all that. Just a couple of follow-ups. You covered a lot of things I was going to ask anyways. That's great. What's your education?
High school, and then I have a nationally registered EMT license that I know is no longer valid. I retired that, and then my registered nurse and assistant as well. I have retired that license 10 years ago.
Okay. Well, here's a question I like to ask all the candidates, and I'm sure you get a lot too. Why are you running?
So, I'm running because I can't complain any longer without stepping into it and doing something about it myself. So for 18 years I've sat under many county commissioners, and I just am not happy with where we are currently in the county and the issues that we're facing.
Okay. You kind of alluded to this already, but if elected, how much time will you spend in office?
4 years. I am a term limit person. I think that it's important to have new ideas and new goals. And I just feel like if you're in that position, probably longer than 2 terms, I don't feel that that's healthy for the county.
Okay. So, week to week, what would you see your work week being? Full 40 hours or less than that?
It would be 40 hours, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, on to the issues. What do you consider to be the biggest issues in the commissioner's race that you would like the voters to consider when they're deciding who to vote for?
Yeah, so I'm for smart growth for Bonner County, and that's what I'm running on. What does that mean? It means having a plan and seeing that plan through. We currently, last year, had over 300 subdivisions that were passed through the county and recorded. And the issue is that we don't have any, I feel like we haven't have our thought process expanded to our kids and their kids and generations. And I think that that's gonna pose a huge problem for us as we have really no infrastructure plan set up. We have old systems, we have an old comp plan, we have an old infrastructure for roads only, and they're both very outdated. And this having these old comp plan has many loopholes and areas that big development have seen that they can, you know, take advantage of. And for that reason, we're just really overgrowth is catching up to us, and in my opinion, we have no plan to see how that plays out.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's follow up on that particular mm-hmm. issue a little bit. So the Bonner County Commissioners decided just recently to split the Planning and Zoning Commission into 2 commissions, a Planning Commission and a Zoning Commission. Yeah. Did you agree with that move?
So I don't agree with that move at all. Once we do have a comp plan in place, that would be my goal, is to bring P&Z back together as a group working together for the benefit of the county. I have not gotten an answer as to who thought this was a good idea. To me, it's a horrible idea. Planning and zoning has always been considered, you know, one. And I see issues having one planning and one zoning. And so, you know, the public presents something to one or the other side, and it's going to be a pitting process in my eyes. So one's going to say, well, this isn't my job, sorry, this is their job, and vice versa. So I think it's the best thing is to bring that group back together. And also, I have know people that sit on the boards or whatever that equally see that as not a good idea.
Okay. There have been a couple of citizen groups that have sprung up on planning issues. One's called Project 7B, and then more recently, a new group called Keep Bonner County Rural began. Do you support the efforts of those groups, or do you think they're making good points about the way county planning should be conducted?
I'm only aware of Keep Bonner County Rural. I don't know about the other one, or have not read enough about that one to know an opinion on that. I am for keeping Bonner County rural as well. I think that we need to try to slow the growth down in order to, again, create a plan and see where the future is going to lead us in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, other issues that you might identify?
So unfortunately, with my job, I have public people that come into our office on a daily, weekly, monthly that come in, elderly people that are being forced to sell their properties because they're being taxed out. I would like to find a way and have better exemptions for the elderly people after a certain age about paying property taxes. It's just very sad to me that this is happening. And to me, it should never happen. It shouldn't happen in our county, our state, or our country. So that would be a goal of mine, is to work with legislation and the assessor's office
to bring the property tax burden down.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any others that you want to mention? I do have a couple more questions here.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So what grade would you give the county commissioners for the past couple of years of their administration? You know, A, B, C, D, E, or F, I guess, would be it. And then what might you do differently?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I would probably give them probably a D. And the reason behind that is, again, we're passing through all of this subdivisions and P&Z, the P&Z issue or whatever, and I just don't see that we are thinking far enough ahead, nor do we have a plan for it. So that's my concern.
Okay. One thing I think most recognize is that politics seem to have gotten more polarizing in recent years. I don't know if you agree with that assessment, but if you do, why do you think things have gotten so polarized, where people were more civil in the past and now they tend mm-hmm. to get at each other's throats mm-hmm. a little more, it seems?
Yeah.
So that would be one question. And then the second would be, how would you as a county commissioner go about representing the constituents that might have different ideas or viewpoints from your own?
Sure. So, it's sad to me that, you know, it's come to this. And I think it's just because the current board and the past board, not just the current, but the past boards or whatever, have not really been willing to listen to the wants, needs, and concerns of the people of the county. So I'm super, I think that in this situation, that is going to be the next board's job, and just find ways to work with the people and the county as well as a whole, listening and giving people back the voice that I believe that they deserve.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. So there are three candidates in this race for District 2 County Commissioner. What differentiates you from the other candidates that you'd like people to consider when they decide how to vote?
Sure. I would say it's my 18 years of county government experience, working day-to-day with public, face-to-face. Our office works in conjunction with all of the offices. So even though you may not see me at a planning and zoning hearing or another type of hearing, it doesn't mean I don't know what's going on, because I'm the end all. Everything comes through our office. We're the end of resolutions. We do all the ordinances. So we record everything that the county is doing. I think that gives me a little better advantage as to know really what's going on within the county and the offices.
Kind of boots on the ground.
Yeah, boots on the ground. Yep.
Perspective. Okay. Well, Randy Flaherty, last words here. You can bring up anything else you want, but I do want to ask how people, considering how to vote, how they might find out more about you, your website, or other points of contact.
Thank you for that. My website is randyflaherty.com. It has all of my information on there about me, and the subjects that I am concerned about. I also have a plan that I'm going to put on my website. I have it on paper. Some key points that I really think are important for smart growth for Bonner County.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Randy Flaherty, Republican candidate for Bonner County Commissioner in District 2. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Chris.